Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Cold weather in store for the weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. County Council will be provided with a fully updated accounting on the number of Northumberland County Housing Corporation housing units in each of the county's seven municipalities. The request was a result of the item on the Social Services Committee meeting Wednesday. Based on the quick math of over 200 in the town of Cobourg and various rent supplements and subsidy programs, Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness Rebecca Snellgrove replied that does not include units currently under construction, which would add another 80 units between market and affordable and some rent geared to income. There was a report on this a year ago, Snellgrove added, offering to complete an updated report broken down into various municipalities. Looking ahead, she said, there are 250 units in some phase of planning for development over the next 3 years, predominantly for the Northumberland County Housing Corporation, but other nonprofits as well. After advocating municipal governments in Northumberland County for years to recognize the contributions Black people have made to the area, Angela Grogan is on a personal journey to educate the public and showcase Black history. She credits her efforts in getting Port Hope to raise the Pan-African flag in 2024, followed soon after by Northumberland County and the town of Cobourg.
I must say, even though it might sound commendable, I don't think it should have been based on advocacy for this recognition to be given, because we have a history of early settlers in our county that has been either erased or buried in the archives.
Grogan says many Black families laid roots all over the county, from farming to becoming entrepreneurs. There is an open house on Saturday at the Masonic Lodge in Port Hope. A love of hockey and a passion for painting has a retired broadcaster with ties to Northumberland County exhibiting his latest artwork at the Northumberland Arts Gallery. Brian McFarlane, a longtime hockey broadcaster for Hockey Night in Canada and for CBS and NBC, had a passion for art, taking lessons before entering the sports industry. Yet he left his hobby for 50 years to pursue life projects, returning to painting once retired by taking a class in Florida, where he created pond hockey portraits. While he says many Americans do not play or understand pond hockey, for McFarland it was a traditional winter activity for him growing up.
Well, I always wanted to paint some pond hockey stuff, so I started doing that. And of course, they were Americans, and most of them had never skated on a pond, and I think they were thought I was a little balmy, but I knew that Canadians would recognize the images, and I guess they did.
The exhibit has been extended to February 15th. In sports, the Cobourg Cougars are on the road to play Pickering tonight. The Porto Panthers are in Napanee, and the Northumberland Stars host St. George in Colborne this evening. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are you acting as an attorney for property or personal care for someone? Or are you taking on the responsibilities of an executor under a loved one's will? We can help you sort out what needs to be done. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Looking for the perfect night out? Experience Restaurant at Northumberland Heights is serving up more than just food. We're serving unforgettable moments. Enjoy romantic couple specials. Unwind during cocktail hour from 5 to 9 p.m. on weekdays. And don't miss our new weekly chef specials. There's always something fresh to savor. Located in Cobourg at 795 Northumberland Heights Road. Visit northumberlandheights.com. Call 905-372-7500 to book your getaway today. Experience. Dine differently. Feel extraordinary.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Snow beginning early this morning, approximately 2 to 4 centimeters, high minus 5. Wind chill of minus 8 this morning, minus 14 this afternoon. Cloudy, slight chance of flurries tonight. Local blowing snow, low minus 18. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high minus 14. Sunny for Sunday, high minus 12. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.